KP4 CBA Mobile.
KDA KN4 VWA.
Well, Mr. Steve, how are you doing, sir?
Well, out making money, baby, making money.
Well, you say you're making it, so you're not, means you're not printing money. You shut down your print and press.
Some guys came and picked it up here about 2 weeks ago and told me I couldn't do that anymore, that Uncle Joe was the only one that had the authority to print money like that.
Well, I guess the U.S. Treasury takes a dim view of us printing our own. But anywho, I'm headed over to AutoZone. I had to get a new battery for the wife's Highlander, and I had the original battery in it. But the reason I was replacing it was it was leaking acid, and I could tell it was old, but it looked like the original. But it's been in there 6 years, so it's done its duty. And then some, because most factory batteries don't last but about 3 or 4 years. So, but it did fail the battery test at the Toyota place when they changed oil. So I said, well, I'm going to replace it anyway because it's leaking. And the guy told me, the write-up guy said, all batteries leak. I said, no, they don't. I said, I've done thousands of batteries, and I said probably 75% of them don't leak.
I just don't know that I would pay that big price for a Toyota battery, bud.
To me, I didn't get it from Toyota. I bought it online at Advance Auto, and it's a diehard battery, which Sears used to make. I don't know where somebody made it for Sears. And that's about all they carry now is diehards and Optima. I want to put an Optima in there. That's a little overkill, but anyway, and I got to put rear brake pads on it, so I got the hardware and everything, so you know, it'll be like new back there when I get through with it.
Well, there you go. What year is it? How many miles you got on it?
16. It's got 60-something thousand on it.
Miles, Bo. Have you replaced the belts?
Serpentine, and quite frankly, I haven't even looked at it, but I don't know if they have or not, but anyway, they're supposed to, but whether they do, you know, it's like a 28-point inspection, but, you know, sometimes I wonder if they just stand there and check all that stuff off, you know, and they don't even look at it.
Does make you wonder sometimes. So is that one, is the timing on that serpentine belt, or is it on the timing chain?
Yeah, the serpentine belt just runs the accessories. It's got a timing chain, so you don't have to replace those.
The way to do it, I tell you. I just don't like these engines that run the timing from a serpentine belt, because a lot of those engines, if they get out of time, you just eat up a bunch of valves.
The interference engine, and it doesn't matter. People say, well, you know, I wasn't going fast. It don't matter. it just takes that piston coming up. If that valve's open, it just has to come up one time, and you got a bent valve, so you could be cranking it and it break and it would bend the valve. So, but anyway, I don't even know if this is an interference engine or not, but yeah, I had one break at 65 miles an hour, but it was not an interference engine, and it did no damage to the valves. And I just slapped a new belt on it, and I was good to go.
The trouble retiming it and everything.
I mean, you got to do that, but that's not a big deal. And everything's clearly marked, usually on the camera cams, and in the crank, and so you know exactly where to put everything. And but anyway, it's always like this one. The tensioner for this one was the water pump. You actually rotated the water pump, and the way it was in there, if you rotated it, it would either tighten or loosen the belt. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen one with that kind of tensioner on it.
Okay. Now, what kind of vehicle was it?
KB4CBA clear.
Any station, any station. This is KO4 WWZ.
DJW Mobile.
LL Mobile.
One Lima Lima.
Double K one double L.
Dave here.
What's up, Dave? Name's Brad. Driving back to Charlotte from Tryon.
Just head repeater really good. I'm down in Greer, South Carolina. Made that trip over to Charlotte many, many times in the past. I used to work there and live down here, so I know what you got ahead of you.
I was witnessing a snoozer loser.
Was snoozing.
Well, there's a truck that's spraying some kind of pesticide or something that is slow driving to the right lane. There's been a blinker to get over that I saw a mile back. But there's some boob that's just right on his bumper. I'm going to follow him all the way to, I don't know, Statesville, maybe.
Charlotte, North Charlotte, South Charlotte, East or West?
Smack dab in the middle, corner of McDowell and 3rd.
You have my sympathies, KN4VWA.
Or Gateway Villages.
This, I live in very far west Charlotte. I'm on Mountain Island Lake.
Very far from where I used to work. In fact, I even lived on the west side of Charlotte there for a few years. For 10 years, I used to go back and forth from here to there.
Well, I was just going to ask you, are you avoiding 85 at Gaffney and that construction zone by going out 74 to Kings Mountain and out?
Right now, I haven't really thought that far ahead.
Possible. Avoid Gaffney on 85. It is the construction malfunction zone of the century.
Now, I just looked at the GPS. They're putting me past it. It looks like I'm going to parallel it.
Ever go out 74 from Columbus to Charlotte?
Times I went up to Gowansville and went up that way and hit 74 and went over. But if you get behind a, if you get like Brad is right now, if you get behind a slowpoke, you're done. You're going to lose more time going that way than gain it.
I live off the 16 and 74 and 16 come together right by my house.
I'd like that to be the way to go then, because 74 is just like an interstate all the way across from Columbus all the way to Kings Mountain, and it avoids all of Gaffney, all that construction, all that mess. Dave, have you been up through that recently?
Was up there not too long ago, a month or two ago, but when I went to Raleigh that time. And I'll be going up through there again. I'm at the grocery store. I got to get out and go inside and buy groceries, so you guys carry on. Catch you later, W4DJW. Nice to meet you, Brad.
Grab me a sixer, 7-3.
What's up there, Brad?
I am a low-voltage cable guy. I monkey around in ceilings pulling computer cable.
A structure.
Cable man.
So do you do the security camera systems also?
I do it all if it's got cable between it.
You could be a licensed electrician as long as it stays low voltage.
Correct.
There's plenty of work out there to keep you busy doing that to where you don't have to worry about getting to being a licensed electrician.
I'll be an electrician.
Some of the codes, and man, I tell you what, and some of the stuff they get into, no. You just pull the high voltage over to my equipment, and I'll take it from there.
The volt difference between what I'm pulling and what they're pulling.
But generally, there's a huge difference in amperage. This one is signal wire, isn't it?
It's 6 cable, which now carries 90 volts.
Realize it carried that much now.
If you do power over Ethernet, it does.
Okay. Didn't know they were doing that now. Shoot, that takes care of a whole lot of stuff and keeps a licensed electrician out of it, don't it?
This is KO4 WWZ.
Chandler? Hey, Brad. So what kind of current are those devices pulling at that 90 volt?
I reckon it depends on the device. I reckon it depends on the device. I don't remember what the max is. I want to say the max is 25 watts. Does that sound right?
Yep, 25 watts. That'd be about 3 amps, maybe just a little more than 3 amps. That sounds about right. Because, see, once you cross over to anything above, I believe it's a 10-amp outlet, or a 10-amp service, that's when you got to have a licensed electrician, I think. Of course, that was a long time ago. I'm not sure what they're doing now.
The reticle limit on PoE is 50 watts, but, I mean, you could Google it. I'm not sure.
Yep, sounds like fun, but I bet you get into some aggravating construction situations, don't you?
Mix. I've done some bunch of high-rise stuff in Winston-Salem that kind of had some issues, you know, just dealing with other crews. It's mainly about not getting in each other's hair, you know?
What you mean? I know what you mean. I went out on a job. I own my own small medical business, and I do imaging equipment. I went into one place where they were building a new large clinic, and I went in to install the equipment, and the foreman on the job says, well, let me see your electrical license, and let me see your certificates for this and certificates for that. And I said, hold on, Bo. You're handling the building, and I'm handling this equipment. Now, my certifications don't cross over, and I'm not union. You may be union, but you don't run the room after you've turned it over to me. Boy, you talking about stirring up a stink.
Woo-hoo! I take A1LL.
Chandler, are you still there?
Yes, Steve, I'm still here. I have a question, if y'all don't mind.
Chandler, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I was just wondering, in regards to the ham radio etiquette, you know, besides no politics and no religion, what should I know? Trying to ask KO4HKX some questions that I was concerned about after somebody addressed me about it.
Most of that, but I did not hear the very end of it, Chandler. Try that one more time at the very end. You were going to ask KO4HKX what?
KO4WWZ for ID with W4DKWN10N4CWA. It's not that I was going to ask, I did ask, and a fellow ham friend of mine addressed me about some things I asked. I just wanted to ask, you know, what things should I say and not say on the radio other than not no politics or religion?
All religion, stay away from all, as much as you can, stay away from politics, even though I don't always. You know, sometimes when I see those gas prices out there, I just get all fired up. But yeah, those are the two main things. But as far as, you know, talking about the right or, you know, social events, yeah, those are okay. You know, beyond that, just try not to offend anyone. Jump in that comment.
Hey, it's Brad, KK1LL. Just don't cuss. If you don't cuss, you don't attack anybody. So, Brandon.
Not either. He just by himself, and they said he's by himself, and I just said, you know, you must make a lot of money and stuff like that. I was just trying to be quiet, nothing bad, but a lot of people, one of my friends, come up to me in person and told me I probably shouldn't ask and say stuff like that.
I think you've got a radio on in the background monitoring your transmission there, Bud, because I can hear a harmonic or I can hear it in the background.
Sounds like you might be eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, too.
Yep. So, well, listen, both of you guys, I'm going to go ahead and jump out of here. I have arrived at my hacienda, and I'm going to go inside and take about a 15-minute nap, and then I got to come out and cut 6 acres of grass. Would anybody care to join me?
In the nap? No, thank you.
Well, how about cutting 6 acres of grass? Either one of you.
I'm just going to try to drive home.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, both of you be safe out there. And, Chandler, you take it easy, buddy. And just remember, try not to offend anybody. Don't use any foul language. And, you know, you'll be fine. So, all right. I'll talk to you guys soon. Hope I get to hear from you again, Brad. KN4VWA. I'm clear of y'all. Just carry on.
7373.
73. Is this one of DJ Doug Houston in there?
Yeah.
KO's from WWC. Y'all listen.
Yes, ma'am.